Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. So I've been working with a coach who has helped me to step into being. So when Jesus was on the earth, he taught the Beatitudes, and he taught, now whether you believe in Christianity or not, we know that, you know, Jesus existed and he was a very wise, smart, kind, loving leader. And the Beatitudes that he taught us that we first need to be, then do, then have. And sometimes in the world of entrepreneurship in particular, people will think, well, I need to have this first. And so I've got to do these things and then I'll finally be whatever. And I've operated out of a doing mindset. So I've been the person who's thought, well, if I could just do this and I could just do that, then I could finally have that and then I'd finally be this. And so I want you to look at how you think and what your tendencies are. Are you saying to yourself like, oh man, if I only had this, then I could finally be that? Or do you say, man, if I could only do this, then I could finally be that? Look at the order of that be, do, have, and see where your thinking lies. I have began noticing where my thinking is doing first, and I stop and I retune myself to the art of being first. And I've also gone through a lot of personal development, and I did some major, major work over about four day weekends of intensive personal development. And I've come to a place where I really know who I truly am inside and who I am when I am just being myself. And when I am me, I am a powerful, brave, virtuous woman. And when I'm myself, I inspire others to slow down and align with the things that really matter most. And that's not something I do or have. It's who I am. And I believe that all of us have this person that when you just are being, and that's the real you. And I believe that this world wants each of us to be the real version of ourselves, because that's where we can provide the most amount of value. That's why being different matters. That's why being different is so beautiful. It's because we all contribute to this colorful, different collective of beliefs and thoughts and preferences and styles and ways of doing things. And it's not always about what's right and what's wrong. It's about what works and what doesn't work. And what's right for you or what works for you may not work for me. And the things that don't work for me, they might work for you. And I think that when we can have a conversation around those things, it brings people together. It creates community and this connectedness. And it diminishes the differences that we have when we focus on the strengths and when we focus on the valuable contributions that you and I can make to this collective system as a whole. And there's so much that I want to say about this, but I just wanted to give you that thought today of noticing where you are in your life when it comes to, are you trying to do all the things? Are you trying to have so you'll finally be enough? Or do you start from this place of, you know what? I choose to be brave. I choose to be loving. I choose strong. Like I'll just tell you a quick story. Right now, my body, I've had 3 children and I am not as strong as I have been in the past. I'm not in the best shape of my life. And I recognize that I am strong. I've been through some really tough things, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And I am very, very strong. Despite the fact that physically right now, I'm not the strongest I've ever been, but I am strong and I am strong enough. And that strength will continue to grow. But I don't go around saying, oh my gosh, I'm not strong and I'm so this and that. No, I have strength. It may be smaller than I want it to be, but I have it. And I am growing that strength. And that's how I've been looking at these different areas of my life. I am so happy when I live out of this place of being. And that's why I wanted to record this podcast for you, is to share that. If you have any questions about what that journey has looked like for me, please reach out to me. The best email to send is my personal email. It's heygirl@nataliechamplin.com. That's the best way to reach me. Or you can reach out on social media. But I thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for letting me be in your ear. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do 3 things. Number 1, subscribe to the podcast. Number 2 is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number 2, the number 3 is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me @NatalieChamplin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling. As a high performer, you have probably heard the term, you can have results or you can have reasons. And when I talk about closing the high performance gap, what I mean is owning the creative power that you have to choose how you respond and create whatever result it is that you're looking for. And people tend to either come up with excuses or reasons why something didn't happen. Or when people are fully, completely committed to an outcome, they will find a way to make it happen. And it can be difficult to learn how to put aside those reasons that we have, because it feels really good sometimes to say, this isn't my fault. I don't have anything to do with that. It's easy to put those things off and look at the results that you get from doing that. And the question is not whether or not that's good or bad, but it's how's that working for you? Is that working? Or is it not working? So when you take an inventory of where your life is at right now, if you look at your business, your relationships, family relationships, I mean personal relationships, romantic relationships, and if you look at all the things you have, if someone just walked around with you and they recorded all the things that were happening in your life right now, what would those results be? What are the facts about the results you've created in your life so far? And are those working for you? Or are there areas of your life that it's not working for you and you would like it to be different? Because if there are, then you have a high performance gap to close. The way to do that is to respond with choices. And you guys know I love Stephen Covey, and he popularized this idea that between something happening, a stimulus, and the response that you decide to go with, the choice you decide to make, inside is this gap. There's this space, and that is your ability to choose your response. It's this unique thing to humans that we get to have. We have this creative power to choose what we're going to do about it. So if you look at like COVID-19 and everything that's going on, there are so many people out there who believe there is less money in the world today, and that is not true. There is no less money in the world today than there was March 1st before all this happened. Now, there are certainly differences in the world today, but the people who go and they, like, you, let me tell you another story. Once upon a time, there was two salesmen who sold shoes, and they both were sent out to Africa. And the first one came back and told the company, look, there is no opportunity for us out there. Nobody wears shoes. We're not going to be able to sell any shoes, so just let's not even bother. Okay. The second salesperson comes back and says, oh my gosh, send as many shoes as you possibly can. There is so much opportunity here. Nobody wears shoes. This is perfect. We can sell everybody shoes. Do you see how different those two perspectives are? And you can see how both people could look at that and say that they were right, that that was true, that it was a fact. And so the way that you look at life is going to change the options you have available to you. And when you make a committed decision to a result that you want to create in your life, you are going to start looking and seeing and finding the ways to make that happen. So I would highly encourage you to get really clear about what do I have in my life right now? Where am I currently at? And take an inventory. And if you need support with that, send me a message on social media, send me an email, heygirl@nataliechamplin.com. Let me know and I can support you in identifying where you are at. The second thing you have to do is then identify where you want to go. What are the results you want to have in your life? How will I know when you've arrived at the place that you want to be? You have to be crystal clear with what you want, and you have to be fully committed. And when I say fully committed, sometimes what that looks like is, I have no clue how this is supposed to happen, but I'm going to make it happen because I want it. So number one, get really clear on where you are. Number two, get really clear on where you want to go. And then instead of creating reasons why you can't go where you want to go, start creating results. Start walking down the path. Start making mistakes, if that's what it takes, and move forward towards that thing that you want. And when you're clear about it and when you're focused, you can get there so much faster. You can get there with so much less cost to you from a time perspective, a money perspective. You can get really clear about the resources that you need, and resources go way beyond money. Money is probably one of the least valuable resources out there. And if that sounds crazy, maybe I'll do a podcast episode about that. But wanted to come at you today, give you some thoughts around having reasons or having results. Thanks so much for listening. Let me know if you have any other topics that you're interested in, and I will turn them into episodes.